VP debate moderator Susan Page does not dismiss accusations of sexism lodged at Mike Pence. By Hannah Blow on October 9, 2020. USA Today's Susan Page, who moderated Wednesday's vice presidential debate, did not unequivocally dismiss the leftist claims that Vice President Mike Pence acted in a sexist manner during the debate, stating that she did not know if he would have acted the same way with a male moderator. Some of the feedback we're getting early on, even though around the vice president, because he so continually kept talking, is that it was disrespectful to you as a moderator and as a woman. And there's questions about would he have treated a male moderator that way. What do you think about that? Page was asked during a post-debate interview. While she initially said she did not know the answer to that question, she noted that Pence participated in the vice presidential debate 4 years ago with a woman moderator, and he did similar things with that debate as well, where he talked on and talked over her. I don't know that I've seen him in that kind of setting with a male moderator, she continued, failing to dismiss the growing left-wing narrative despite the fact that both candidates interrupted throughout the debate. A CBS News analysis later found that Pence interrupted Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, 10 times to Harris's 5. While final tallies vary, some show Harris leading Pence in terms of talking time, while others show Pence holding an advantage, it seems both candidates enjoyed virtually the same amount of speaking time despite the widespread leftist narrative that Pence attempted to dominate the night by mansplaining. Far-left squad member Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, was more straightforward in her debate analysis. Pence demanding that Harris answer his own personal questions when he won't even answer the moderator's is gross and exemplary of the gender dynamics so many women have to deal with at work, she said. Others appeared to hold a similar view.